well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the amazing Lowell Ponte. And Lowell has an interesting article, always very timely. And this latest is, the title of your article is quite funny, too, actually, because you're actually a bit of a stand-up comedian. Breaking the Spell of Elizabeth Warren's Witchcraft. And I'm sure if this letter could be read by Joe Biden, his staff would probably hire you to give some talking points to take apart witchcraft of Elizabeth Warren, who won't answer a straight question, never says she's going to raise taxes, and somehow we call her a Liawatha. Do you like that term, Liawatha?
That is poetic.
Instead of Hiawatha, I call her Liarwatha. Pretty funny, eh? Indeed. See, I'm good with the one-liners, just like Trump. We're both McLeods. He's a McLeod for his mother. I'm a McLeod through my father's side. So I think that the McLeods, which are a very sarcastic Scottish tribe, probably have the bit of the dark humor that probably passes through to Trump, his mother.
As a McLeod, you probably should have come from the Isle of Skye, but I think that was the McDonald's instead.
Yeah, I have McDonald's in my family as well as McEckern's. In fact, my grandmother's brother was deputy prime minister for many years with Pierre Elliott Trudeau in Canada.
Yeah, I am my Scottish side. I am Campbell. But of course, I'm of the good Campbells of Cawdor, not of the evil Campbells of Glencoe.
Right. Well, I have some good Campbells in my family as well, believe it or not. So we're distant cousins.
Well, that's good to know. This is Campbells, as in the soup, as in the people who were associated with Loch Lomond. They were the first lieutenants of Robert the Bruce, and so they got quite a bit of land in Scotland.
Yeah, Robert the Bruce.
And
amazing guy, wasn't he?
And they were. You know, like the more advanced families, they had a great gift. In those days, if you fought on the wrong side, the losing side of a battle, all your property would be forfeit. The Campbells were very good at making sure that a Campbell lord was fighting on both sides of every battle, so that no matter what happened, the Campbell lands would stay in the hands of a Campbell.
Oh my, that's clever, isn't it? Obviously, these people were good business people as well, weren't they?
And you remember what things were like in those days, up to and before Culloden, the great tragic battle there. The British soldiers who were trying to conquer Scotland had a name for these people who had come charging down the hills at them wearing kilts and long beards, carrying gigantic claymore swords. They called them the Ladies from Hell.
Yeah, and of course the Scots are into their Highland games. And Cape Breton, Canada, by the way, is more Scottish than Scotland and Ireland now. My grandmother, before, didn't speak a word of English until she was 22. She was a music teacher for organ, piano, and fiddle, they call it, in Cape Breton, Canada. And she didn't speak and learn even to speak English until she was 22. She spoke Gaelic. I know a few Gaelic words.
So there was a famous story in Canada, which I'm sure you could validate for me, that Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was, of course, very pretentious and of French ancestry and from Quebec, when he was prime minister there, he would constantly be giving orders and looking down on other people. So one day he was in the Maritimes. I forget if it was Nova Scotia or what. But in any event, he insisted that he have a bilingual driver drive him around. And so, sure enough, the people of the Maritimes gave him a bilingual driver who spoke English and Gaelic.
That sounds like a typical Nova Scotia humor. New Scotland or Nova Scotia is very, very Scottish and very Irish.
Yeah, there is the magic, of course, of Newfoundland. You have to understand that what Americans call a Polish joke is called a Newfie joke in Canada.
Oh, yeah. And the Newfies are some of the cleverest and funniest people on the planet. if you want to make a, get a good investment, transport a Newfoundlander that's, say, working on a fishing boat or doing mechanical work or whatever, bring him to Hollywood, and you're going to make a lot of money in stand-up comedy or putting him in a movie. Because these people are naturally funny. I mean, I think it's in their genes to be funny.
Well, Canada has a lot of remarkable people. It's too bad they lost you, but so be it.
I haven't lost
me. Before I forget,
I may reside in California, but I'm a bi-citizen. I believe I'm, and basically, interesting. One of the end changes I expect in the planet happened to the planet, which God showed me supernaturally, is North America is going to be, when the pole shift occurs, move 1,200 miles south. So, most of the habitable places to be, especially if totalitarianism hits America, will be Canada. Escape, I say to my people, to the land of the north. Don't go to Venezuela or Costa Rica. Go to Canada, eh? Because, believe me, you want to escape, it becomes totally crazy. Let's say if the Democrats, the demon rats, we call them, take control. And Elizabeth Warren is one of the most rabid demon rats. I mean, liar Watha. You know, the only reason that she can't keep a lie straight is because she's got so many lies, she'd have to have an encyclopedia to track her lies, wouldn't she? Liar Watha.
By the way, before I forget, a medical question so that we may learn from your great wisdom. This young woman who sailed across the Atlantic, she's 16 years old. She is a Swedish climate activist, Greta Thunberg. She purportedly has Asperger's syndrome.
Right, that's the one that you're squinted her eyes and cursed at people at the United Nations, right?
Yeah, well, cursing virtually everyone. But I understand this is a disease now classed on the autism spectrum, if we want to call it a disease. It's no longer in the DSM, classed as a mental illness, I guess. But nevertheless, what does one expect from someone who has Asperger's syndrome?
Well, you're asking the Wizard of Wellness, okay? If I want a quantitative what someone's brain dysfunction, I would do an organic acid and neurotransmitter level in their platelets, their Great Plains lab. I do a SPECT blood flow scan and a quantitative T1 weighted MRI scan to look at myelination delay in parts of their brain. I do a quantitative electroencephalogram called a QIG scan with a science doctor or PhD psychologist who was trained in QIG. I was trained at the company out of Boulder that makes the QIG scans for the CIA, NSA, etc. And then I would actually then look at their genetics and polymorphisms, a 23andMe, Prometheus, or possibly genomics. And the combination of that and looking at the metabolic things that could affect their blood-brain barrier, such as food allergies, biotoxins, which I can measure at labs like Great Plains and other labs, and cytokines, people that have Asperger's and ADD have three things wrong. Number one, their blood-brain barrier has been damaged by vaccines and by electrotoxins and cell phones. Number two, their food allergies cross their blood-brain barrier and interfere with neurotransmitter levels and myelination. And number three, they lack executive function of their frontal lobes. When you actually look at the voltages of their frontal lobes, it's devoid. They usually do not actually, they are basically, it's like they've had some kind of a lobotomy or frontal lobectomy. So you look for voltages across the frontal executive areas of their brain, they aren't there, or they're very dramatically diminished. So I can quantitatively not only measure it, I can actually fix it. But I'm the only one on Earth I know that actually knows all the different parts of the thing and how to actually measure it with imaging studies, organic acids, genetic SNPs, etc. to fix it. Now, Greta Thunberg is being used as a tool. She's literally like a wind-up toy, like AOC, which is a character actress that was picked up by Justice Democrats. You can go to justicedemocrats.com, and you can see they actually pulled up several hundred people to try to put him into politics. And the globalist maniacs are basically satanically indwelt monsters that want to terraform Earth for transdimensional exoplanetary entities that are not human and make it unlivable for the planet for human beings. So AOC, I've changed her name to Absent a Cortex. Do you like that? Good name for her? Absent a Cortex?
Mm-hmm.
You need a cortex to think, but she blathers before she even thinks. The same way as this one squinting her eyes and screaming, Greta Thunberg. This is another wind-up toy for Satan, basically.
Yeah, it's interesting because you were seeing her virtually screaming. You've seen other young women. It was like watching the Salem witch trials, you know, where a group of young women went into hysteria, literally. and were screaming and yelling that so-and-so was a witch and so-and-so was a witch. I forget if it was 17 or 22 people they got killed as witches by the authorities there. Most of them hanged, one of them crushed by heavy weights.
Right.
And he refused to testify against his own wife. And I am reminded by my old friend Mark Morano of Climate Depot that, lo and behold, all of the judges, the great wise men conducting and convicting in the Salem witch trials, they all had doctorates from Harvard.
That's because, and let me just lay out the map here. We go from the bottom up with, when we take Gary Richard Arnold or yourself, who was an expert on some of the 10 schools and other Masonic organizations. Dr. Deagle doesn't know some of things. I know everything. And that's very scary, because if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer like I just did with why this girl, Greta, her brain is scrambled, and it's useful for, when you want scrambled brains, make scrambled brain eggs for Satan.
I just hope someone like you can save her before they push her to commit suicide.
I can save her, but the thing is, the chances of her contacting me, one of the problems that I have is people Google my name. I can't. I'd rather die than let Deagle help me. And I'll do it free. 96% of my consults are free. I'll just tell you, this is what you do with your doctor, And I'll even send them an email. Free, free. But you know what? They Google my name. Well, you, I had one guy I've been communicating with, Stephen Kimber. And I'm trying to figure out who inspired this guy, professor of journalism at Dalhousie, to write a hit article in 2008 while I was living back there for a few years, while my mother, before she died in 2008. She died in 2007. He wrote this hit article called A Prophet in Clayton Park, which is Halifax, Nova Scotia. Now, you got to understand, I have various different hats I wear. I have the Dr. Deagle, functional medicine doctor, radiologist, surgeon, whatever. I have the talk to, ooh, somebody's trying to call me now. Don't try to call me. It's one of my patients trying to call me at this hour, believe it or not. No, you don't call Dr. Deagle when he's on air. Anyway, so what happened is, this idiot wrote this article, and of course he's attacking me. Didn't even go into the fact that now we have architects and engineers, who, by the way, we're going to be on their program with, and we'll bring them on my show and vice versa on their show, showing that I was the ex-examiner for the Alpha P. Murrah building and tried to do radiation toxicology at the World Trade Center. The last time was 3.5 years ago in Japan, where the U.S. State Department told the lab in Tokyo, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. So just deal with that level. Now, on a Christian spiritual level, I am called to speak as an apostle and prophet. Now, that might make people rich. Ugh, my pastor would never let you talk in our church. I know that's why the churches are so screwed up. Because I won't say anything that violates the Bible. I want to bring you back to the Bible, including the prophetic scriptures to explain it. For example, if you and your church build a temple, it is called the abomination that desolates. The real temple is your naos, which is Hebrew, meaning the temple in your spirit, because when Jesus died, the only temple God honors now is us. Now, the problem is the churches are off on tangents, just like the universities, and every geopolitical system is involved with corruption and is all entirely Masonic and is avatared by transdimensional exoplanetary evil. People then went on, no, oh, Dr. Deagle, that can't be true. I said, I'll even tell you the name of the incubi and succubi inside a particular individual. Like when I met Hillary Clinton, I met her incubi inside her at Dakota Ridge High School in 2000 when Marine One came in with her and Bill Clinton. Because I was a doctor for the first kid shot in Columbine, Mark Taylor. But Dr. Deagle, how'd you be in all these places? I said, God had my daytimer. Let me tell you, he put me through living hell because he made me tougher than you can imagine. And not easily pushed over. And even when God had to resurrect me, which he did 4 times now, he brings me back and said, I got Deagle again. He's back for you. Dang it. How come we didn't kill Deagle? We did. He's back. Okay? I was a DOA baby. I died at 8.5, 5 years ago, and just in January. God brought me back. And here I am, blah, 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 driving people crazy. And I want to answer questions, but no one, almost no one, is tough enough to ask me the toughest question they can think of because they're afraid I might give them an answer or a breakdown of the problem. And that's where I want you to ask today. We're at the end of the segment. Ask the toughest question you would ask unless you knew the person you're asking had God on speed dial and had a superhuman abilities to tell the truth. How's that? Do it. Not for my sake, but for the sake of our planet, because our political system is broken. Our religious systems are all broken. Our protection of planet Earth is broken, and we're heading toward a thermonuclear war. Now we're talking about attacking Iran that has biological weapons probably raiding our cities. and nuclear weapons from Russia in La Orchilla Island and in Punta Huerta. And I just sent another message directly through to the president today, this morning, and we got a letter from him on the 12th. But he's still trying to ignore the fact that we're the whistleblowers, John W. Spring, 1961, 1983, and we're the whistleblowers in the last few years of the nukes in Venezuela and Nicaragua. Now, people say, well, how can you know so much, Deagle? I said, I am, without my cape and my spandex suit, and I cannot fly at the speed of light, I am a Superman. Now, that might offend you, and I don't, and I'm not an arrogant SOB because I'm a Christian, which means you have to be humble and crawl toward God, because only God can take away sin, not us. But I've been made this way, not for my sake, because it's a pain in the butt. I've been made this way so I can tell you the truth and break down a problem so I have a solution to every problem on earth. There is not a problem that God will not give me an answer. I know the answer is 10 to 12% of the time. God will tell me the difference, either inspiration right as you ask, or break the problem down to its constituent parts. But people are afraid to ask the Deagle because they don't want to hear from God. They don't believe he's really there. But believe me, without God, we are done. We're overdone. We're like a barbecue thing that's been left on the grill too long.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. So let's pull apart Elizabeth Warren's witchcraft. And then I want you to actually warm yourself up to ask some of the toughest questions. It's to demonstrate one thing. God is with us. Right now, these maniacs, including, you know, not only Liar Wassa, but now we've got Nancy Pelosi. I can't change her name to Nancy Pelosi. She's a lousy person, man. She doesn't want to proceed with a full impeachment, but she wants to have the base really happy. Yeah, we're going to impeach that SOB. We don't have a reason, but we just don't like him. We don't like his hair. We don't like his orange tint that he sprays on his face. We don't like he's too fat and drinks Diet Pop. We don't like that he twitters and back to people and makes them uncomfortable and calls them names. You know, like Liar Wassa. I mean, she comes up with names for all these opponents. It's pretty funny. Because he's a bit of a stand-up comedian. He actually looks like the best kind of guy that could run a WWE because he used to be involved with other WWE's, you know, superstar managers for World Federation Wrestling. So let's pull apart Warren first and then ask your questions later.
Okay, but first, Nancy Pelosi, let's understand, has now called for an investigation toward an impeachment of Trump, which sounds very dramatic unless you realize that by House procedure, there had to be a vote of the House to order such a thing. And there was no vote. There was no vote for two reasons. Number one, Nancy Pelosi couldn't get enough votes to enact that kind of procedure formally. And number two, she wants to protect that majority increment of her members who, in fact, won in districts that Trump had carried and have had to pretend that they are moderate Democrats. Well, this would expose them if they voted for the impeachment of Trump. It would pretty much cost them their seat.
Right.
So, therefore, this is all just a continuation of the fake protocol that I've quoted, you know, months ago from Al Green in Texas, Democrat congressman, who said, if we don't impeach Trump, he will beat us in 2020. That's all there is to it. Therefore, they have to create at least the illusion of an impeachment, knowing that they can't impeach him ultimately anyway because the Senate is controlled by the other party.
You know what?
And therefore, they're not going to get a vote to impeach Trump no matter what happens.
I saw a Democrat actually responding with Tucker Carlson last night, and they said basically this is like Nancy Pelosi launched the giant ship that was hit by an iceberg back, you know, back in the turn of the century, and before the election in November 2020, which is now only around 11 and a half months away. I mean, 12 and a half months away. We're not very far away now. You know, it's getting really close. Maybe I'm sorry, 13 months away. So what we're seeing right now is much ado about nothing. In fact, it's going to blow up in their face. if they do start an investigation, which they should, and even the comments from, you know, Biden, this guy, you have, which Biden do we have, okay? You have him on video in 2018, January, boasting that he actually threatened the investigators that were going after his son's company in Ukraine, and saying that we're not going to give you the military support money unless you actually fire this investigator. I mean, and then he makes money also in China, and he has no financial or technical skills in that area, yet because he's the president's son, and they actually used an Air Force One plane and flew the vice president and his son to China and to Ukraine to negotiate this stuff.
If the vice president is on board, it's called Air Force Two.
Right, well, Air Force Two.
You're quite right, and what in the name of goodness was Hunter Biden, who, by the way, has been thrown out of the Naval Reserve for cocaine abuse,
right?
What was he doing riding for free again and again on Air Force Two and arriving as if he were some ultra-high government official in order to get a billion and a half dollars from a Chinese company that, in fact, is part of the Red Army, the People's Liberation Army in Communist China,
right,
and to get $50,000 to $86,000 a month for sitting on the board of Burisma
right,
in Ukraine, where he has no credential whatever for being on the board of an energy company. He has no business credential. He has no specialty credential. So he's
right,
just there collecting money.
Right.
And,
well,
this is an appalling. I mean, the thing is, Democrats, even if you want to believe in Joe Biden and so on, I realize he has one merit, one thing that speaks for him as opposed to the politics of today, which are ideological, and that is at least Joe Biden can be bought, which means if you're threatened enough by him, you can buy him off because he's corrupt. But the problem is China now has the ability to blackmail him. Ukraine has the ability to blackmail him, and probably Russia as well.
Right.
And therefore, do you really want a U.S. president who can be blackmailed by countries like that? You remember his first response to Trump and his problems with China, Joe Biden saying, oh, well, China's fine. China's not a problem. I would say that, too, of a country that gave me $1.5 billion.
I'm going to make a prediction here, that all the front runners in the Democratic Party are going to implode before 2020 election. And you're going to see Lyra Wathrop. We're going to go through her in a minute. Biden, I think, is going to implode because when they start this investigation, which is not only starting on the Ukraine side but our side, and Trump is not saying we're not going to withdraw money or do anything, so he's perfectly in his realm to actually ask these questions. It's not illegal. I mean, Napolitano, one of the lawyers on Fox, said this, and I'm enough of a lawyer myself, and my legal experts, they're also have commented on this, that Napolitano is out of lunch, okay? He's crazy. The president has the full right to ask if something untoward was going on, and illegal was going on, could manipulate government or act to manipulate it, to get contracts or whatever, right? So,
right,
number one, Biden's going to go. Warren, we're going to pull her apart. And Santa Claus is so crazy, he keeps on yelling about he's not only taking your guns, he's going to give you health care, and he's going to force vaccinate you and do all this other stuff, and he's going to raise taxes. I believe that the extreme left side of the party is going to blow themselves up. There's a few candidates that are down on the bottom, they're not even in the debates, that may actually rise up afterward. There's one in Hawaii that's actually a little reasonable, and this guy Yang, you know, who's actually, some of the things he says are reasonable, I mean. But, what's the name of the lady that's the former military personnel in Hawaii?
Tulsi Gabbard.
She actually makes sense and says this is very destructive and divisive in the country. Of course it is. Do they not understand as you paralyze your country, if there is a military incursion, let's say, we have a attack by the Houthi rebels in Iran and we actually have to do a military response, we're going to be dragged into another stupid war? We're trying to get rid of this 18-year war in Afghanistan, and the way we're terminating it is debts. We're trying to make a deal with Muslims. You can't make a deal with Muslims. There's a thing called Taqiyya and Maruna. It's in their Hadith and Quran to lie to you. It's required religiously if you're a good Muslim. You can never make a deal with Muslims because you're a kafir, period. Okay? All the churches in the Book of Revelation were either taken over by Muslims or they became, the Christians turned into become Muslims because they didn't like to be kafirs treated as second-class citizens in their town or city. So people have to understand this, is that Trump should stop negotiating and start taking action. And just like in a mental institution, be ready to respond to the mental, the crazy behavior of the people he's negotiating with, or not negotiating with, or taking action.
Now, first thing, people were listening carefully to what you said, because Barack Obama and so on were trying to establish a treaty, an absurd treaty, with Shiite Muslims who believe in this doctrine of al-Taqiyya,
right.
The idea that it's perfectly okay to lie if it advances the faith.
Well, the reason is his sacred words of both being trained in a madrasa in Indonesia, the most sacred, wonderful words you hear were the call to prayer. Barack Obama is a closet Muslim, okay? Facts are he's a closet Muslim. He's also bisexual. His wife is probably a tranny. I call Mike the Spike. She's got the features and the biometrics of a man, not a woman, okay? The two children they have, we have the documentation from intel agencies that contacted me. They're adopted from a doctor friend of theirs. They're not their own biological children, these two girls.
However, we should give one kind of credit to Barack Obama, and that is he is the first president since James Madison, who was quite diminutive as president, to be smaller than his wife. I mean, his wife.
Yeah, actually, I'm sure arm wrestles.
Heavier, thicker than he is.
I'm sure that, in fact, that comment was made by one of the Egyptian politicians that his wife could whack him easily. Of course she could. Mike the Spike could whack Barack. And, you know, Barack Obama is a joke. I mean, he's a narcissistic maniac. You can hear the comments when he was at Occidental University, and he applied, by the way, as a foreign student to get a government grant to go to college back in California. People need to realize this man is a total fake. If you go to the background of people like the, you know, the secret agencies that backed him up, and, you know, the who was the guy that was the head of the one of the big agencies that actually backed Barack, and he actually recommended he modify his name. Because his name, Barack Obama, you know what it means? Lightning fallen from heaven if you actually transform to Kenyan. Mm-hmm. So Barack Obama's name means lightning fallen from heaven. That's something wise name for Lucifer.
And his middle name, of course, is Hussein, which in the Shiite tradition is the great martyr of the faith.
Right. So you got to understand that he was actually here to demolish America, which he did a good job. He doubled the date that... He kept us in these stupid wars, which we should have gotten out of. And the way we could have gotten out of it really quickly, and Trump could do it, but he's not because he's hampered by a lot of the knuckleheads around him. For example, I can end a war in Afghanistan quickly by quickly blitzkrieging and killing all the Taliban. I could get out of the wars of the potential danger of Russia and China by simply closing off their bank accounts and sending a special forces to remove the nuclear weapons in La Rochelle Island and Punta Huerta, Nicaragua. I would tell the Chinese, we're going to actually remove you from the World Trade Organization unless you pull out your 35,000 Chinese Special Forces troops. I would blockade the oil from Venezuela to Cuba unless they actually pulled their 46,000 troops and proven private guard around Maduro, and then have an international United Nations-funded election so this other guy could get elected. I mean, right now, proper elections haven't happened, but we know...
Yeah, just parenthetically... The troops around Maduro have two purposes. One is to protect Maduro from outside potential assassins. The other is to kill Maduro if he actually showed signs of surrendering to the U.S. policy.
Exactly. So the thing is,
Maduro himself is a political prisoner, in effect.
Yeah. And you have to understand where you know, and we're going to try to get Stephen Cohen on here, who's an apologist and who's a professor, for some of the actions of Putin. You can't apologize for Putin. I call him Rasputin. He's a monster, okay? Putin said that the destruction of the Soviet Union and the fall of the Soviet Union was the greatest disaster. And, of course, the leader before him basically was an alcoholic and did destroy the last remnants of Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1989. And Russia basically is like Rhode Island with nukes. Now, they got some good scientists, and they have some dangerous weapons that could take out our power grid. And most people don't realize that even if they did attack us, we would annihilate them so quickly they wouldn't know if they ever had a skin or a bone marrow or a blood pressure. The problem is that there's enough people in Russia that are sensible. They never tried it during the so-called Cold War, but now Putin is threatening that he wants to start another Cold War. Because Putin thinks that if he can threaten enough, eventually we'll merge with Russia and China and create a new world order government. So when we come back, I want you to pull apart some more of Liar Watha. This was Warren, and ask your questions. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah, Putin would have been the weakest of three partners in that deal, though.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. So, let's do the, I call it warrenectomy, or let's terminate Hiawatha. Explain how you can terminate Hiawatha.
Yeah, what's frightening about Elizabeth Warren, who is now the front runner by some polling nationwide.
Right. Of California and elsewhere, right?
It's within the margin of error, so we can't absolutely say she's pulled clearly ahead of Biden. But she is ahead in the polling. Nevertheless, the problem with Elizabeth Warren is she keeps thinking of things that truly would change the system if enacted. For example, she wants to require every major corporation in the country, that is everyone that has more than $1 billion in cash flow a year, to to be federally chartered. And what a federal charter in her case would mean is that they would be required to provide not only for their shareholders, they would be required to care for their stakeholders, meaning radical activists, environmental neighborhoods, and so on. They would have to devote billions of dollars a year to helping various left-wing causes. They would also have to turn over control of their board of directors to a combination of the government and organized labor.
Ooh.
Which is a peculiar aspect. But even more, what I'm talking about in the current column that appeared Monday at WorldNet Daily is Elizabeth Warren has proposed not just a massive increase in the income tax and other established taxes. She has, for the first time, proposed a wealth tax. And this was so frightening to Bernie Sanders that he rushed frantically to try to outdo her with an even heavier tax on wealth. By the way, Bernie Sanders used to say it should be illegal for there to be millionaires and billionaires. He has now modified that just to it should be illegal for there to be billionaires, now that he himself is a millionaire three times over.
Oh, my.
But
yeah, but when you look at this guy, you can tell this is a rabid, evil, control-free communist, right?
Oh, certainly. But remember, this is what the Democratic Party has always depended on being there. They have always depended on envy and covetousness. They seem not to remind people that two of the Ten Commandments make socialism utterly abhorrent and anti-God. One of them, thou shalt not steal. The other of them, thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet or have envy for thy neighbor's ox or thy neighbor's ass or thy neighbor's wife or anything that is thy neighbor's,
right?
Say the Ten Commandments. Now, the Democratic Party is built entirely on covetousness, which is once I did an article in Wall Street Journal quite a few years ago, in which I argued that Republicans are always being confronted by the Democrats who want more hate crime laws. They want the hate crime legislation, for example, to include not only people of a particular race or whatever, but also people of unusual genders and that kind of thing, so that there are more and more categories of hate. And yet I noted there's one category the Democrats never bring up, and Republicans should say to them, well, we'll be happy to agree to all the hate crime law you want if you'll agree with this one hate crime we want included, and that is hatred based on class.
Right.
Meaning, when the Democrats say, or labor union spokesmen say, it's time to soak the rich, we should hate the rich. The rich are evil. The rich are not really justified in having their wealth and so on. The kind of things Barney and Elizabeth have been saying in recent days, that should be regarded as a hate crime right there.
Right.
And it is. It's just like any other factor of hate that would be used in the society. But, of course, if you said to a Democrat, you cannot condemn the rich in your next campaign speech, all their speech writers, in fact, all their office holders, would be out of office very quickly, because that's their bread and butter. That's the number one thing they run on.
Well, they're only a liocracy, they're a hatocracy. If they don't have enough hatred, like, kind of bull manure in the back of their truck for geopolitics, they can't function. I mean, it's just disgusting. And again, this is the kind of people who want to run your government. They're like the class president, and they don't have any skill sets or knowledge themselves, and they're basically inferior, but they're a narcissist. Narcissist, power-hungry maniacs, right?
Oh, sure. Elizabeth Warren, for example, like most of the Democrats, has called for more than $100 trillion in new government spending to do all kinds of things, the Green New Deal.
Well, you deal with that in your book, too. I want you to talk about your book again. The Magic Money Tree. Your book covers this. What's the title and how do they get it?
Oh, the book that I've written with the seventh book Craig Smith and I have done together. Craig, you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business.
Right.
Our latest book is Money, Morality, and the Machine, and it does go into the various mechanisms whereby they steal your vote. They prevent you from, or they subject you to collectivized systems and so on. Now, this book will teach you a great deal about how to protect yourself in the world. It's 250 pages. It would normally mean you'd have to pay $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon, and we know how truthful and caring his Washington Post is.
He's got a good name, Bezos. It almost sounds evil, doesn't it?
Yeah, the good news is you can now get this book as a Dr. Bill listener absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. All you need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Right.
And I thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah. We're getting close to the end of the segment.
So. Is now proposing a new tax. It's not just an income tax or the like anymore. For the first time, she and Bernie Sanders and Ron Wyden, the senator from Oregon, are proposing versions of a wealth tax. A wealth tax meaning it's not enough to take money out of what you earned this year. They are going to take a hefty chunk of whatever you've been able to save over your entire life, and they will come back and take that money again year after year after year, as long as you have enough accumulated assets.
I didn't know that. I couldn't hear their pirate accent, you know. Har, har, we're pirates. We're coming for your loot there. Whatever you saved, we're coming for you. Har.
Oh, yeah, and when they say loot, they're not talking trifles either. They're saying that such a wealth tax would go after all your assets, including assets such as financial assets like stocks and bonds, private business and partnership interests, your entire real estate portfolio, including your private home, assets like art and fine wine, your individual retirement accounts. They even have a provision to take part of all your household goods, so they could make you pay a tax every year on your toaster oven for having it.
Oh, my.
I mean,
I'm getting a retching sensation that there's some Americans think this is a good idea. You know, this
well,
is the
Bernie,
thing that
Bernie Sanders now is proposing that he will collect over the next 10 years with his wealth tax $4.35 trillion from what he will steal from the rich, more, of course, if they have more, a higher percentage, and that within 15 years, they are going to eliminate half of all the wealth that billionaires in the United States have. Now, why, you ask, do Democrats hate rich people so much? Well, if they're Democrat rich people, they don't.
Right.
For example, in the new October debate, you're going to see, Tom Steyer.
Right.
Tom Steyer, who bought his way into the debate with just sheer money. He is a billionaire. He ran one of these hedge funds. And what's interesting is, although Steyer talks as if he is an environmentalist and a passionate left-winger,
right.
In fact, when you ask how did he earn his money, he earned it by investing in coal mines, and in private prisons, for-profit prisons. Three things that Democrats normally condemn, but they're going to wink at it because Tom Steyer donates traditionally at least $100 million every election cycle to the Democratic Party.
Well, you know, I'd have to switch to my minion voice of, you know, the Screwtape Letters. But I'd like you to ask a tough question here in the last few minutes of the show. Go ahead and ask it. Geopolitical, health, whatever you want to. Just go ahead.
A tough question. Well, presumably, God still has hope for humankind. If in fact, God is
Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to God's definition of hope. The only type of hope that God certifies is hope that comes from Him. And hope is a signification of faith. Faith is almost like you got an email from Amazon, your package is going to be delivered tonight, or your health is going to come back, or your relationship is going to be repaired. And it's not a message that's not verified, it's something you know is true because you got a kind of Urim Thummim stone in your soul that says, hey, this is happening. So,
And of course it's true that God, if you look in the Bible, over and over and over again, when the Jewish people turn away from God, God turns away from them.
Yeah, well,
but presumably, there was enough of a saving remnant in the Jewish family and in, well, hopefully in the United States, that we may be saved. That
well,
God has not utterly turned away from us yet. That, for example, God has provided Dr. Bill's radio show here.
60 years ago, God sent me back from heaven when I was a little boy after I had an artery cut in my throat with a guillotine for tonsillectomy. And before he sent me back, he showed me the thermonuclear destruction of much of the world, especially the United States. Now, God can turn back that judgment if people listen. We're having a heck of a time getting through to President Trump, but we did get a letter back on the 12th. After I prophesied last month that by the 12th we'd have a letter back from Trump, and on that very day, John W. Spring got a letter from Trump. Now, we're sending another letter to try to get a private line, a secure line, to give the whistleblower information to Trump, not only about missile defense, which he obviously doesn't understand, and about the danger of Russian nukes, not only in La Archila Island, north of Venezuela, but Punta Huerte, and the danger of the Russian nukes that are in Korea and Iran. These are all Russian. They're not homegrown nukes. And the problem is that basically Trump is some things to pump up the big, you know, bubble economy, but he's done almost nothing for the middle class and lower middle class, which is why these crazy communists and socialists are gaining on him. Now, it's my personal feeling that unless Trump listens, unless these people blow themselves up, which they're doing partly by trying to start impeachment, that Trump is on a knife's edge to possibly lose the election. Now, they don't think they're going to impeach him, but even if he gets elected, if he doesn't take care of these things, we aren't going to have missile defense, we aren't going to control our borders, it'll take years for us to do that, we're going to try to make a treaty with the Vatican Church and with Islam, which is stupid, we're going to continue allowing trade imbalances with China and other countries that will strip our country of more and more corporations and business. And so Trump, to a great extent, if he doesn't listen, will become a great distraction. Now, the other side are so rabid, it's disgusting. So I'd like you to ask your tough question now. What do you think is the toughest issue that you think hasn't been parsed or analyzed, and where do you think we're going?
Oh, I thought that was a tough question. Namely, is there enough of a saving remnant here
that we can still have hope,
or are we just to despair?
Oh, yeah. Well, the reason why America is right now receiving a message, but it also is, you see, receive grace, and grace is always, it comes with a message. And it comes from those who are given the word from the Most High God to the public in response. Now, I've been doing this since 1999 with the Prophecy Club when I published my books, Clay and Iron, Abortion, Armageddon. Now, there's lots of other people that have a prophetic calling. I'm not the only one. There's all kinds of them. But the fact is, I have a special calling. I have a calling that's very similar to my ancestor Moses. And I'm trying to prepare the bride to get ready for the marriage supper, which means after the cataclysms of Earth that are going to happen, God is preparing the human race to have extended lifespans to spread over across the solar system and the cosmos, and to become the bride of the Most High God across the many galaxies. That is the destiny of mankind. The problem is that the Satan is coming here to abort the human race. And we're on a knife's edge where much of the human race, including a lot of American citizens, may not only die in a horrifying way, but also be separated from God forever. So yeah, there may be a remnant survive, but it may not be very big. Like, for example, if we had a nuclear exchange with Russia right now, most likely over 300 million people would be dead in a day. So we might have 31 million survivors who would have to try to tough it through to see if they can make it through that and probably a nuclear-induced ice age. So yeah, there's going to be a remnant, but I want to make it a big remnant, not a small one. How's that?
Well, if Russia suffers that, then they'll be overrun by Chinese and Muslims on their borders.
China won't even exist. A Chinese person in China will be as rare as a gold of warfare after we finish them off, because they may kill us, but they'll be annihilated. That's what'll happen. We have weapons centuries ahead of all our enemies. Centuries.
So we'll have to find out what humans should do to be part of a saving remnant.
Listen to the show and ask tough questions and pray to God. He's always there for us.